HarperCollins presents The House in the Olive Grove by Emma Cowell. Read by Kristin Atherton. Prologue. Maria. New York, 10 years ago. When I was a child, everyone thought I was a witch. I stuck out for the wrong reasons. And it's why I longed to leave Greece as soon as I could. There, it felt like I faced life alone. Most of the time. I created a fantasy world of my own making amongst the wildflowers, bees, and sun-kissed meadows. Now, as an adult in New York, I've once again fashioned a space that's entirely mine. But it's real. It's my kitchen. I grab my keys from the hall console, shouting a goodbye to my husband upstairs. There is no reply. Lucky him, languishing in the luxury of sleep. As I turn to head out, the hallway slowly fills with gossamer strands of silver. They hover and shimmer in the sunlight, until they eventually take the shape of Yaya, my beloved grandmother. Her tiny frame appears in the doorway, blocking my way, but her usual cheerful expression is grave. Her beady eyes fix onto mine, urging me to understand something I can't interpret. Her gaze causes my neck to prickle, followed by a series of jumbled snapshots pinging across the backs of my eyes. A stove, a pan, the acrid stench of sizzling oil. I frown as the vision evaporates, along with Yaya. I've been able to see the dead for as long as I can remember. The gift of premonition, extrasensory perception, or witchcraft, call it what you will. A gentle mist descends with a tingle, running the length of my spine. But today feels different. As I move through the space where the apparition appeared and out of the front door, I shiver. I should warn my team to be careful in the kitchen today. It seems someone might get hurt. The sharp autumn chill sucks the breath from my lungs as I jog down Hudson and Bank. Running to work is my meditation. Jumping through the steam floating up from the grates in the sidewalk, I feel invincible. Adrenaline pumps through my veins as the subway rumbles underfoot. I note the change in the light, hinting at a new season. The leaves on the trees shine russet and gold. I reach Maria's Kitchen, my beautiful restaurant in Soho, and mutter my daily words of thanks as I stare up at the cobalt sign. As I step into the kitchen, the familiar shivers creep up my back once more, and my Yaya's voice inside my head echoes a warning to beware. Puzzled, I stare around the empty space. All is as it should be. I shrug and feel a tingle of excitement about the day. I count my blessings. I am lucky. I have love. And I am living my dream. Nothing can stop me. I head over to the stove and reach for a pan. Alessandra, Rome, 1 year ago. Closing the clasp on the finished necklace, Alessandra returns the pliers to her workbench. She holds it up to the light. The green malachite glints, some stones richer in color than others. It is weighty, pleasing, and she knows she won't sell it. She will wear it later today. It deserves an expedition. The cool rocks take on her body temperature as she fastens it around her neck. As she walks across the grass from her little workshop into the house, the early morning air sends a chill through her cotton nightgown. Alessandra couldn't sleep last night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?